an Italian couple visiting Utah with quite the tale to tell. Details coming up in 10 minutes on 105.7 FM, 570 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Rod or Catch Show on this Monday. Talk Radio, 105.7 FM, 570 AM, 888-570-8010 is the number if you'd like to join in on the conversation. Coming up at 6:35, a fascinating story, op-ed piece, as a matter of fact, in the Deseret News over the weekend. And as the battle over the redefinition of marriage continues, there is one segment of the population that oftentimes we forget about, and we're talking about women and children, and we'll explain what that's all about coming up at 6:35 here on the Rod or Catch Show. I want to go back as we continued our interview today with Joel Kotkin. He is an author, and he's written a brand new book called The New Class Conflict. We've had Joel on the show before. As we continued our conversation today with Joel, or as I did, I asked him about the middle class, and first of all, if he feels that the middle class in America is now a dying breed.
I think that's an open question. The middle class is still the largest group by far in the society, and then there are many people in the working class who would like to be middle class. So they're a big group. But until the political parties and the media begin to focus on how do you help people, how do you have the kind of economic growth you need, I think it's going to be tough. I mean, there's large portions of the American population that has enormous amounts to contribute and could, help develop the economy and society more. And right now they're having a very hard time doing it. I think there is a lot of rumbling in the middle class, and it extends across party lines. Obviously the Tea Party, at least initially, represented that. Occupy Wall Street. I think the growing disillusionment among my friends on the left of the Democratic Party with the policies that have not only hurt the middle class, but the working class and the poor, African Americans and Latinos, all of whom have done very poorly in the last 5-6 years. There's a growing kind of discomfort with the direction the country's in. What you've got to hope for is that that discomfort begins to find political expression. It hasn't quite done it yet, but I think it will, and I think that there are many things that I propose towards the end of the book that many of which are, by the way, as much liberal as they are conservative. But they are aimed at how do we restore the middle class and how do we prevent something that's very, very shocking. In some research I just did, which found that out of 52 metropolitan areas in America, only 7 have left less poverty now than they had in 2010.
Wow.
So if that's a recovery, it's not a very good one.
Joel, is there a party or is there a politician or politicians or leaders out there who are now speaking to the middle class and making people aware of what is taking place here and saying, wait a minute, this is how we get the middle class going again. We save the middle class in this country. Are there people out there talking about this now?
Well, I think they're in different ways. I mean, Elizabeth Warren in some ways is certainly doing it. I think you see that with Paul Ryan with some very interesting ideas. In terms of helping the middle class, I think there are some political leaders who are beginning to get it. I think Tester from Montana certainly has that. I think there are some younger political leaders, and it's very important to understand that younger political leaders are going to have to carry this because fundamentally the biggest victims by age are the young people. They're the ones who are going into a world where they may not be able to buy a house, where they may not be able to get married and have kids, where they may not be able to save any money. And some party that begins to get the 25, 35-year-old voters to say, hey, we need an alternative because we don't want to become part of a vast proletariat. It might be very convenient for the Chicago machine to have a vast proletariat. It's not very good for the United States. I think what we need to do is think about who do we consider to be politicians who really made a difference and really appealed to the middle class. And you really can go from Roosevelt and Truman to Reagan and to Bill Clinton. We haven't had that kind of politician for quite a long time. I'm hoping that my book, The New Class Conflict, will begin to get people thinking. Again, I don't really have a sense that you know, this is a book for the conservative movement or for the liberal movement. It's a book which will say, here is where we're going. Do we really want to go this direction? And if we don't, let's start thinking about how we can best do it. And I think conservatives and liberals both have good things to add once we acknowledge that this is the big challenge facing this country.
On our Newsmaker line, Joel Kotkin, author of a brand new book called The New Class Conflict and the Attack on Middle Class in America. Coming up next, redefining marriage. How does it hurt women and children? An amazing story next on the Rod Arquette Show and Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM. It's